Hi guys, sorry about the hum. The air conditioner's in a weird state. It's working, but it's in a very strange state right now. It'll probably sort itself out and blow freezing cold air at me because it did that the other day. It made me jump. So, yeah, I'm going to talk about something right quick. Not going to be a long boo, and I'm not going to boo as often as I used to do, I don't think, because, you know, I just don't feel that it's really a good thing right now. If I'm on a good day, which at the minute I wasn't this morning, but I'm all right now. You know, if I'm sort of on a good day, or a good few hours at least, because my days vary. Sometimes I'm fine, other times I'm just not. But if I'm on a good day, if I'm on a roll, then I will post. But if I'm not, I've decided I won't post. So you might not see too many posts, you might see loads of posts. There's just no telling, guys. There's just no logic to what I'm going to do. Because I don't know myself. I've decided to take this approach because of everything that's happened. And I thought, well, if I'm in not such a great frame of mind, maybe not posting is a better idea. Sorry about that hideous noise. I will fix it in a minute if I need to. It might come back on its own. I think it's doing something. I'm not sure what, though, because it normally blows the fan, but I think the switch is slightly dicky. I have to wobble the switch and play with it. Well, I'll deal with that in a minute. It can hum like that for a few minutes. I'm not that fussed. People might say it may damage the compressor doing this, but hey, I'm not fussed about it right now. I bought it last year, and if it doesn't last me another year, I ain't fussed, you know? I really aren't bothered. I've got to, you know, take it what it is. So, yeah. I should probably eventually bung it in the auction room and get a better unit. Because it's not a bad unit, but I might replace it with a better one eventually. Haven't decided yet. But anyway, going back to what I wanted to talk about tonight right quick. I went to bingo tonight. I went last week, as I think I did actually post about it. But I didn't play. But this week I did. Well, how do you play bingo in a sighted bingo hall? Well, a bit of a hybrid approach, really. With a bit of help from my sister for a start, to get the pad doing what it has to do. Because they use these touch pads, they're kind of like big fat iPads. Not sure what make they are, anything about them. I don't even know if they're just a computer or whether they're just a dumb terminal that just interfaces to something else. I've no idea. I don't really want to know. Otherwise, I'll be tempted to grab one and pull it apart and see what's inside it. I don't want to do that. So, yeah, I don't want to know. I might find out how they work one day. But if I do, I'll let you know if I find out. I might do some research on them and find out if Gala actually has any information on their little touchpads. I think they're probably an Android-based thing. They're certainly not an Apple iPad. They're the wrong design to be an Apple iPad. So I'd say they're probably a custom-built Android unit. I don't really know, to be honest, but they're very cool anyway. They're very heavy, though, when you move them, because they've kind of got a huge battery on them, I think. Most of the case, they're like in a case, but I think the case forms part of the battery, I think. But yeah, basically what these things do is they are a self-marking bingo card. Now, the way it works is, once you've got your game going, every time the bingo caller shouts a number, like I go, 5 and 6, 56. Or I go, 5 and 7, 57. It's the way he says 7, like that. It's really funny, actually. It was the same guy that was doing it last week, where he was like, 7 and 4, 74. And he was doing all that random crap. But it's the way he goes, 7, like that. It's really funny. I don't know why it's funny, it just is. He's just got a really strange accent. But anyway, when he's doing all that, every time he shouts a number like 5 and 6, 56, you tap the card. You tap on the edge of the screen, or on to the left of the screen, preferably, so you don't touch the wrong thing and accidentally press claim, which is at the bottom right. Once you've done that, it marks off any of the cards. I had 24, I think, on mine. I had 24 cards going at once. And every time you mark the card, every time he shouts a number, you touch the card and you touch the pad, and that marks off any cards that have that number, because I think the machine knows what number's been called, so it will do it. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. The way it works is just super simple. The only bit we can't do is obviously setting it up and claiming. But my sister was there, she was watching my cards and I was just marking them off. I was down to one number at one point, needing a full house, I think it was. Sure it was needing a full house. You know, pretty sure that's what I needed. But yeah, it was great. It was great fun. Oh, there you go. Okay, strange machine. It's come back to life now. That happens sometimes. But yeah, I needed one card. But the way it works, it's not fully accessible. But if you was to go to bingo with somebody who can see, the touchpad things make it quite simple to do so. Because they can keep an eye on how many things you need on your card. And when you get down to the one and they pull it, they can press claim and you can go, yeah! Whatever you need to do to get their attention. And you can pretty much play bingo, which is what I was doing tonight. I bloody enjoyed it. I think this is the kind of thing that I need, to be honest. Out and about type stuff. There's nothing worse than having cabin fever. I think that's been half of my problem lately. But anyway, I thought I'd tell you about this fantastic game. It was cool. I mean, I don't know, I've never seen anything like it. The way it plays is really slick. You know, it's traditional bingo, but it's automated. So all we do, as soon as he says a number, we touch the screen. It marks any cards that have that number automatically, so we don't have to. All we have to do is just touch the thing in response to the numbers being read. When you get down to the last one, your sighted colleague will say, you know, the claim, and you'll do your shout to get your thingy, and off you go. You win. So we can actually technically get involved in bingo games. We just need sighted peers with us to manage the cards and, you know, manage the machine a little bit. But once you get into a game, the machine does itself. You just touch the screen in response to a number being called. And the rest of it's easy. You know, the rest of that system is real easy. So it's a fab idea. It really is a fab idea. They've really gone to, you know, they've gone to town on it. They really have. I mean, you know, they've really gone to town on it. It's great. I love it. So, anyway, I'm going to go because I'm going to get ready to get some sleep. But I thought I'd publish this boo. As I say, I might not be publishing too many boos. I might be publishing loads. There's no way to know. Depends how I feel at the time. I am changing things up a bit. Kind of trying to get things sorted out here. It's same with Twitter. If I'm on a good mood, I'll be tweeting. If not, I won't. Facebook, mostly not, but you will catch me on the Messenger. I tend to have that loaded because that is my only decent chat client these days. I mean, Messenger's gone now, MSN's gone, so, you know, with MSN dying, I don't have anything else apart from Skype chat, which I hate Skype. I use it for calling people, that. I don't really chat with Skype very much because I don't bloody like it. You know, it's a horrible program. It's all right with the JAWS scripts, and the Mac version's all right once you get the hang of how to move in and out of the tables and do interactions with it. But apart from that, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's horrible. But anyway, I'm going to go and get this posted, and I will catch up with you all in a bit. But as I said, I thought I'd talk about this bingo experience because it's fun. I like it. It's fun. So, yeah. For you guys who are following me still, hope you guys enjoy the boos as I feel like doing them. As I say, I might not be posting every day like I used to do. I think I was overdoing it. And the problem is when you feel crap, that's when things go wrong. So, you'll be able to monitor how I'm feeling based on whether I post or not, pretty much. If I feel like shit, which some days I really do feel like crap and don't want to do anything, then there won't be any postage. If I'm feeling all right, as I do at this moment in time, then there'll be postage. So, you know, that's the way I'm going to roll with it. I think a lot of you will be in agreements that I should have done that years ago, and I didn't, and that's what's caused half the trouble. Because I just wasn't doing what I should be really doing, and yeah, you know, just causing problems.